Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, my friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
I believe we live in one of the most religious ages that the world has ever known. Pseudo-Christianity has reached epic proportions around the globe, and there is a virtual smorgasbord of quasi-Christian doctrines and practices from which to choose. Churches of all stripes have sprung up, which have the biggest and best of everything. One can find churches that cater to every sort of need, desire, and appetite. It is not difficult to find one that suits a person's lifestyle and degree of devotion, from the casual to the formal, from the superficial to the fanatical, and all levels in between. The common denominator of all of them is that each one considers that men have the ability to choose to follow Christ and be as faithful as they desire. They believe that God is hoping that they will love and obey Him and that He is willing to bless each one who makes a commitment to be faithful. They are convinced that the more faith one exhibits, the greater God's blessing will be towards each one. Conversely, they believe one will forfeit these blessings by disobedience, most especially the neglect of tithes and offerings. Most view heaven as a gigantic vending machine into which each Christian, so-called, deposits their good deeds, faith, and money, and can expect to hold their bag to the slot out of which much abundance will flow. The multitude is convinced that their mission work, visitations, and various forms of ministry will count for something in the treasury of heaven. The Lord Jesus put the axe to the root of human religion when He said, "Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." It is impossible that any man can ever know the Lord Jesus Christ in saving faith apart from such knowledge and faith being bestowed on him according to the sovereign grace and electing love of the Father. Doth this offend you? Men are by nature totally dead in trespasses and sins and cannot even seek the Lord or have any desire thereunto. They are every one helpless sinners with not one shred of any righteousness which might appease the wrath of God. Even more egregious is the supposed goodness that each one would dare to entertain the thought that such filthy rags might be pleasing in the eyes of God. Every righteous activity of men, as well as their sin, is hated by Him who is of purer eyes than to look upon it. Doth this offend you? Christ came into the world to save His people from their sins. He shed His precious blood to obtain eternal redemption for those elect heirs of grace which were given to Him before the foundation of the world. Everyone for which He shed that blood shall inherit eternal glory, being made heirs and joint heirs with Christ. He did not shed His blood in vain, nor has He attempted and failed to save every man in the earth. His blood was not shed for those who are appointed unto wrath. Doth this offend you? Christ Jesus does effectually and irresistibly call every one of His sheep which He knows by name. They hear His voice and follow Him, and another shepherd they will not follow. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. This is a certain number, which cannot be increased or diminished. It is sheer folly for men to think that they can come to Christ according to their own volition. Doth this offend you? Christ Jesus does everlastingly preserve His elect unto the final day. They shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of His hand. He loved them before the foundation of the world, and shall present them faultless before His Father's face in the ages to come. In the present time, they are kept by His power and cannot in any wise fail, perish, or be ultimately deceived according to the good pleasure of His will and His faithfulness to preserve them. Doth this offend you? Christ Jesus does presently work in His people, and they are only able to manifest good works according to His performance in them. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. There is nothing in our lives, past, present, or future, that is of any value that is not the product of His mercy and grace, revealed towards us by Jesus Christ our Lord. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it? Doth this offend you? Those who are the true followers of Christ are made to be so by the grace of God. They are made to confess that they have no place to glory except in that which Christ Jesus the Lord has accomplished in their behalf. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Doth this offend you?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.